estas son las mañanitas que cantaba el rey David. A las muchachas bonitas se las cantaba así. Despierta, mi bien, despierta.
That was Song to a Dying Star by Portland-based musician and writer Naomi Little Bear Marina. Naomi is a lesbian Chicana musician and writer known internationally for her contribution to the seminal third-wave feminist anthology, This Bridge Called My Back, as well as her song Can't Kill the Spirit, which has been adopted around the world, most famously by the Greenham Common Peace Camps in the 1980s to protest the storing of nuclear cruise missiles, which lasted nearly 2 decades and was some 30,000 women strong. I'm speaking with Naomi today about the role of art and resistance in the age of climate collapse. Thank you for joining me today, Naomi, and welcome back to The Mole.
Thank you, Chelsea. Thank you so much for having me.
Song to a Dying Star is a revisiting of a song that you wrote in 1984. Can you talk about why you're choosing to revisit some of these songs?
Back in 1984, we were learning a lot about acid rain, and I was very concerned about the health of our planet, of our Earth Mother. Prior to Dying Star, I had written a song in my early 20s that was called Million-Eyed Woman, and that was really the first vision I had of the Earth needing our help in order to survive, and all the creatures, because the message I got in that vision, I was in Mexico at the time, was that if we didn't take care of our Earth, that the spirit would no longer be there to create and foster Earth. That song I had wrote in a very gentle manner because I felt at that time that was the way to reach people, is to give them some poetry to listen to, something that would move them. With deciding to bring Dying Star back in a response to the severe climate warming that we are currently experiencing and the danger that our planet is currently experiencing, I believe that climate change is the most critical crisis that we are facing, and it faces everyone, regardless of political persuasion. And I think because I'm an Indigenous person, my connectivity to the earth is very deep. I want to support those younger generations who are fearing they won't have a world without climate change, that they won't have a world without some of the things that we have taken for granted, past generations, clean water, clean air. So the earth is burning up, and I'm very concerned for what we are leaving behind for our younger generations. And I want the song to be a wake-up call. In Dying Star, the last words are in Spanish, and it says to wake up. And that is a reflection of me going back to what drove my spirit to speak on behalf of the earth, an emissary maybe, and on behalf of women, because women are also being destroyed and raped and murdered all around the earth. The connection between violence against the earth and violence against women is the fact that we are destroying this body that produces life, that produces nourishment and nurturance, and the food that we have needed to survive as humans on this planet. My son is on the song. He's 16, and I want him to be able to have a future, and his children and their children. And I want to bring this song out as a wake-up call. It's not presenting itself in a gentle tone. It's presenting itself in this energy, this female energy that can be loud and angry and can thrash on a guitar. That's the energy that we have been suppressing from women. We don't want women to step out of their role of being nice and pleasant and polite all the time. We punish women for daring to speak out and to be angry about what is happening to our earth.
We're conducting this interview following the hottest July on record. With wildfire smoke turning the sun a now familiar and apocalyptic red, we're living through a mounting climate crisis. Can you talk about how your music has evolved in response to crises over the last several years?
I had taken a break from being a musician to be a mother, but I've never stopped paying attention to what's going on in the world. I think growing up in the barrio made me be extremely hypervigilant, in part because there was a lot of chaos, there was a lot of instability, there was drug addictions, there was family members dying from drugs and poverty and just trying to survive. And at the same time, I was also seeing the impact that the outside forces like police and the church, how they were in fact contributing to our state of poverty, their intent to kill our spirits, basically to kill our potential. One revelation that I have is that Black and brown people are not invisible. We are not invisible. We've always been here. We are just abused, ignored, and corralled into ghettos, reservations, barrios, so that you don't hear our knowledge, our wisdom, our intelligence. It's a threat, and it's more of a threat now. And this is how we contribute to the ecology. We contribute to the ecology of humanity by our hard-earned wisdom through the horrible experiences of institutionalized racism, environmental racism. We have so much information to give that can help heal the planet and get us back on track. It's important that we pay attention to those stories. A voice like mine is very rare. I'm Mexican American, and people see Mexicans as providers of food and labor that no one else wants to participate in. We are in the background, and they don't look to our mind and the music and the spirit that we have. This has been proven by the DACA recipients. When we hear of their success stories, we say, yeah, see, this is what happens when you give people a chance, when you give brown people a chance to excel and to succeed. Because in my generation, all exits out of poverty and racism and incarceration were closed. It took an extreme amount of effort on our part to be able to survive, and many of us did not survive. And in a sense, I feel very lucky I survived so much dysfunction and so much trauma, and that seems to inform my work.
How do you understand the role of art in mental health and community organizing?
When you are an oppressed people, and by that I mean that you have very few opportunities to attain or access education, food, proper nutrition, it makes you ill. When you are subjected to the inconsistent behavior of white people, when we go out into the world, we run into the friendlies and then we run into the not so friendlies. Trauma, by definition, is unexpected abuse. It's thinking that you're doing just fine, you're a Black realtor and you're going to show this house, and you get arrested. All people of color have been deeply traumatized. They all suffer from PTSD in one form or another, anxiety, depression. As a child, I shut down because of so much trauma and so much neglect and abuse that music, I adored music. I listened to music as much as I could. Once I got older, I started teaching myself to play music. I decided that music was my identity, and it was my language. It was a long time before I realized that the songs that were coming into my head were actually coming from a deeper source of wisdom and a deeper source of information, and that the songs were also for my own benefit. That when I wrote something like You Can't Kill the Spirit, it became a widespread song that reverberated and gave people hope all over. And had I died or gone to jail, had I died of an overdose in the barrio as would have been expected, because that's what some of my relatives, what happened to some of my relatives. Or if I had not been able to find my way, that song would have never been written. I have that little girl in mind, that brown little girl who was neglected so badly. You can make it. You have something, you have a voice, you have a song, you have some art, you have something that you can give that gives life, not only to yourself, but to others. But it doesn't mean that you may not suffer from mental illness. I suffered from mental illness, and music was the only thing that could pull me through. And that's because it was coming into me and saying, write this song about violence against women, write this song about violence against the earth, write this song about how we need to value one another. Every child of color has that capacity to give that if we clear the road of obstacles and if we become observant of what's going on around us and respond. If we're educators, we respond by teaching. If we're artists, we respond by creating. But we all have a role, and our role shouldn't be one of just complaining. It should be one of taking action and doing something. I'm 71 years old, and I'm still doing something. And I'm going to keep doing something because I think it's relevant. I don't think this message is dated, to talk about the fact that this is our only home, that there's no planet B. That's not dated. That is more current than ever. And it's not for the currentness. It's for the fact that we absolutely can't fall asleep. So the last word on Song to a Dying Star is to wake up.
You mentioned that you're in a band with your 16-year-old son. I'm curious to know what message you want to give the young listeners and the older listeners. Like, what do you want them to know, especially about climate change?
Well, what I want them to know is to have hope. Don't give up. Don't ever give up. No matter what kind of ability you have, do it with whatever ability you have. The younger generations are very important to me because they are not to blame for the situation that we're in. Greed and these absolutely insane climate deniers, and these people are out of their minds. They're completely out of reality. They have been brainwashed. This isn't a small fringe group of people that we can ignore. That's why we have to keep moving towards taking care of our mental health, moving away from the conspiracies, moving towards doing things that nurture our spirits and nurture our bodies and nurture the bodies of others. It's when you give that you receive. It's such a corny thing, but really, I know that so much of us are in want, but if you look at any poor community, they always take care of their own. But now we're a bigger community. We have to recognize that we're a bigger community and we need to take care of our own. We don't have to agree with everything, but we do have to agree that we need to save the planet by any means necessary, whether it's by righting the powers that be, electing better powers, doing everything we can our part to bring awareness to this. Talk to people, teach people. Teach people skills. Teach the skills that you know. Because we all need to be multi-skilled. We need to learn a lot of things beyond just intellectualizing. We need to actually put things into action and make concrete progress in addressing climate change. I just want to encourage young people to know that some of us old folks are very concerned about this planet that we're leaving you. I promise that I want to do my part. At this point, all of us, because of the pandemic and because 4 years of being in an abusive relationship with an abusive president and now being abused by a party that has embraced white supremacy, that is frightening. It is absolutely frightening. But we can't just go up and beat them up. Believe me, I'd like to, but we can't. We have to be better than that. by committing to being industrious in some way, by making tangible efforts to help people. Yesterday, we ran into some young people that were doing street response. That is the kind of work we need to keep doing. Because when we can do those things, we can distract ourselves from the trauma that all of us are now feeling. The trauma of watching politicians sanction murder and sanction abuse and torture of children, like the children at the border that were tortured. That's why I say we have to observe what's going on to seek that mental health. What I do is I take my son, we go out in nature all the time. We sit by the river because that's where we can clear our mind and let the bad feelings just be released and just take a plunge into a cold pool of water. Just have to keep waking ourselves up because there's such a potential to just give up, and we absolutely cannot afford to give up.
What does it mean to you to be a survivor?
It means that the Great Spirit wants me to live. I'm not a religious person, but I feel the power of the Spirit of my ancestors. The knowledge of my ancestors is there if I let myself tune in. You know, we all get gifts from the Spirit. If we listen, use those gifts, but don't use them to oppress or to put people down. Use them to help and to lift people up. So that's what I'm trying to do with my music, is I want to keep reminding you that the elders still care. We're not going to give up because we are survivors. We survived pre-gay liberation. We survived pre-civil rights. And now we're seeing it all descend into chaos. And so we have to untangle that mess and do it with purpose and good intentions.
Naomi, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom and your music and your work with us, and for taking the time to talk to me today.
Thank you, Chelsea.
That was Chelsea Ratzlaff in conversation with singer-songwriter Naomi Little Bear Morena. Visit our webpage on kboo.fm for a link to Naomi's song, Survivors.